Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 8, Boomer Esiason on everything NFL Week 3, and then during the 9 o'clock hour, rare content replay on Mike Vrabel, who joined us at about 6:30 this morning. So if you missed that, you can hear that again coming up at 9:20, and we'll squeeze Hill Notes in before the show ends at 9:45. So you can leave a voice note on the Odyssey app at any time on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back. Coming up at 9:45 to end the show this morning. Tomorrow, Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us tomorrow. In the meantime, we were in the middle of They Said It, Shime. What is next this morning?
Well, let's head over to the Boston Bruins. Charlie McAvoy, one of your alternate captains, spoke to the media in the locker room yesterday and was asked about the idea of not having a captain on the team entering the 2025-2026 season.
I mean, I think we're still trying to define that. Right now, it's really been, I think the most pressing thing right now is giving Marco a chance to come in and you know, set the tone in his way. We have a new coach who's going to be delivering his message, how we want to play. Off the ice, we've already seen good stuff in some of our meetings yesterday and then video today. So I think he's going to be setting the tone for us. And we obviously have things that we want to focus on from the leadership group, but I think it's going to be a good collaboration.
I mean, it's a weird thing. Like, I just named somebody a captain. Like, you got David Pastrnak, you got that guy there, Charlie McAvoy. You got guys who have been here for a while, understand the culture, understand what the culture should be. I mean,
but what if Sturm says, I don't like that Pasta's arriving with tendonitis? I don't want to reward him with the C if I don't know why he's arriving into camp in this way. And I think McAvoy's been a guy that's been up and down, not really a big vocal leader. I actually kind of...
You like it.
Yeah, I feel like why give someone a title they haven't earned if they don't believe that he deserves it? And that's how you change the culture.
What if it's in lieu of a raise, as it often is in the workplace?
That's why I have 6 captains before my name.
Okay.
Well, even with Ray, when I asked them about why they don't do it in hockey, I feel like the captain that the players will vote and lean on would be the same captain that the coach would pick. So I just don't know why they don't let the guys come in first day. Hey, we're voting for captains.
That's not necessarily true, because what Ray said to you was sometimes it's a popularity contest. It could get clicky. So that's the reason
but
why.
Would Bergeron have been voted captain by his teammates?
Yeah.
Would Chara have been voted captain by his teammates?
Yes.
Would Bork been voted by captain by his teammates?
Yeah, but
there's none of those kind of players on this team.
No, but right. I never buy into a popularity contest, because the guys who do get voted to be captains are generally the guys that you would vote for anyways.
I think that was the case for a very long time. We talk about the change in players all the time. I think a coach would love to have a hard ass as the captain, whereas the players look at it as, I don't want a guy who's on me constantly. So it could be a popularity contest in this day and age.
But who was the captain last year?
Brad Marchand.
Don't you think most players would have voted for him?
Yes.
I think the players might have, but yeah. Maybe they look... maybe they look at that experiment as a failure. Maybe they didn't think that worked last year.
All right.
You know, Greg, you ready for you ready for the 50-goal Morgan Geeky season? After his goal of the preseason yesterday?
Listen, Shime, we have a lot to look forward to. It may be down the road a little bit, but we're gonna hang in there. All right, just hang in there.
I'll do my best, but I can't guarantee anything.
What's next?
Well, let's bounce over to the NFL and kind of go to a different team. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Jets yesterday. There's nobody with a bigger chip on his shoulder than Baker Mayfield, who explained why he enjoyed beating the Jets so much.
I loved it. And it's also their D coordinator was the one that cut me in Carolina. So it was a lot of stuff was personal today. Hassan Reddick, former Jet, a lot of people.
All right. So who's the D coordinator in?
Well, Aaron Glenn's the coach.
Right.
I don't know who their coordinator is. Who is their coordinator, Shamaru?
That's a great question. I don't.
He said in Carolina, so wouldn't it have been the coach there that got fired? What the hell was his name down in
Frank Reich.
No, Frank Reich's an offensive guy. That's who it is, Curtis. Well done. Steve Wilkes. Thank you.
I didn't do it. Google did.
All right. Well, good job.
Google it.
All right. I mean, I like Baker Mayfield. He's definitely turned his career around. He's in the right spot. He makes that team good. I know Mike Evans is.
Well, he has that weapon. Yes.
Well, Mike Ekwuka has been awesome too.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's been so good.
Mike Evans, he's got another hamstring injury, and Chris Godwin's not there. But Baker Mayfield's a gamer. But yeah, you ain't lying. That Mbuka.
By the way, I would just like to point out that on a day after the offensive line struggled a little bit yesterday, they weren't their best. They weren't the worst thing in the world, but they weren't their best. Two wide receivers that you could have drafted were pretty good yesterday in Tet McMillan and Mika Ekwuka. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well,
let the record show, Scheim hasn't mentioned Tet McMillan once until last night.
Yep.
Well, and also you got rid of a guy who Curtis brought it up briefly earlier, but Tyquan Thornton is like is the go-to guy for the Chiefs.
He's Jerry Rice. Hill.
It's because everybody's hurt, kids. I got no one to throw to.
It's just
I think his average yards per target is like 25.
It's unbelievable.
If there was a play.
He stunk here.
There was a play last week where he was wide open and Mahomes missed him against the Eagles. Like
he overthrew him by like 5 yards.
Yeah. It's just like, it is so bad. The Patriots, honestly, you have to respect their ability to be so bad at drafting receivers. The amount of all pros and pro bowlers that have been around where they have picked over the last 15 years, it's unbelievable that they missed.
But they go out and get like, I get the missing on the guys, but you went out and you got guys in free agency and you spent money on the defense. Like, why wouldn't you be willing to trade for Metcalf or trade for... Did you see George Pickens yesterday for the Cowboys?
I did.
Like, why wouldn't you be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be able to trade for a guy like that or some of these other guys you go out and get.
Well, Curtis explained it in, you know, half of it in that Elliot Wolf didn't want to give the second rounder in. So,
but I mean, I also think there's a chance, and this may sound counterintuitive, but that they were so worried about Drake having this leadership role to take control of the locker room that there may have been a fear of bringing in a big personality receiver.
They brought in Steph Diggs.
Right. They brought in Steph Diggs at the end of training, like at very late in the free agency process. I feel like they were like, oh no, we've got to do something. And you saw pretty quickly, Steph Diggs has been on his best behavior since he got here. I mean, in terms of an issue, he had the thing on the boat, but as a player, he hasn't said a single word out of line.
But there were the nude mirror selfies that appeared over the weekend. But yeah, that's not a big deal.
But other than that,
I mean, who hasn't sent a nude mirror selfie?
At least, if you're Steph Diggs, though, cut your head out. You know,
cover
it. Must be nude.
No, I mean, I mean the top head.
We know what you. Yeah, we know.
Just don't have your face in it if you're a prominent figure so you can deny.
or at least, like, if you're going to have all this other stuff, be dominant out on the field. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just...
I mean, listen, when it comes to improving the defense, they did that, wouldn't you say? I mean, I don't know. Yesterday, they were okay. They went into that game leading the league in sacks.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think that I don't know, Rodgers threw... 23 times, and he was pressured on 4 of them, 0 sacks, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But they certainly improved the defense. I just don't, you know.
But Wiggy's right, though. Like, you have now, for a generation, at a skill position on offense, not paid at the top of the market.
Right.
The second Randy Moss got to that point, they shipped him out.
See you later.
And I just watched this team, and Wiggy's exactly right. If you had gotten... Name whichever one that moved, DK Metcalf, Pickens, any one of these guys, you would be in a position where your offense could actually operate in a real NFL way in a consistent
basis. Count on maybe putting up more than 30 points.
And it's this I don't know whether it's Kraft, because it's now we're in different management groups that are running the football department, and they all have decided the same thing.
And your defense is good, is solid, Greg, but it's your front seven. Your secondary is... abhorrent.
Well, that'll change if you ever get Christian Gonzalez back.
Even if you get Gonzalez back,
is he going to be close again this week? Like,
if you get him back, he can only cover one guy. Right now, both your corners get cooked constantly.
Yeah.
Whether it's Davis or whether it's Jones, it's like your whole secondary is Cook City.
It's abhorrent.
Yeah. By the way, did Marcus Spears say it was abhorrent when J.J. Watt was bitching about a non-holding call against his brother yesterday?
That was
interesting. Abhorrent.
He ought to say something like a disclaimer before he...
I thought the ethics of the NFL was impeccable.
I know, that was
wild. We have his brother bitching about no calls.
That was wild. All right. That's They Said It. And when we come back, we will talk to Boomer Esiason about everything. That was week 3 in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.